Commentator Robin Chotsenoff hopes low interest rates will turn the economy around. Since the economic downturn, she's gotten a little desperate.
In a moment of shame and degradation, I read the want ads for the first time in 20 years. The last time I did this, I ended up with a pretty sweet delivery driving job. I liked the clipboard with the forms in triplicate and making my own schedule and listening to the right-wing Christian advice guy on the radio. The second to last time, I became a shoeshine girl, which was also pretty good in its way. I was stationed in a hotel lobby next to the bar, and no one tips like a drunk man in cowboy boots. And of course, I was a waitress and a telephone solicitor and a street vendor who sold allegedly handcrafted jewelry on a sidewalk. This is all fairly standard among people who never went to college. And the important thing here is that for the past 20 years, I've been a working writer. I write a column, I write books, I freelance for magazines you've heard of. I even wrote a song once about the striped bass shortage and sold it to a good folk singer who usually sends me a $50 royalty on the first of the year. Nevertheless, my publisher says my new book is unmarketably dark. People wouldn't understand it or read it, and therefore I won't get the rest of my money. Furthermore, the paper I write for is downsizing, the cost of newsprint is up, I'm too old to have street cred, and the stocks that fell into my lap 5 years ago are nearly worthless. So, back to the want ads. Immediately they look promising. Always be in demand, I read. Learn remodeling skills at the hands of a master. Apprentices needed now. I have a truck and my own chainsaw, I tell the remodeling master. I once built a flagstone patio, and my related skill is I make French bread and quilts. I'm tough and I'm smart. I'm 44, I add to close the deal, hoping that age makes me sound dependable. But then there is the one thing. I can only work 3 days a week. And why is that, he asks. Because the rest of the time I have to write. Really? He now sounds interested. What are you writing? I don't know, I answer truthfully. But soon I will, at least I hope so. Well, good, he says, because you can't work for me. And you're lucky, he adds. And I am.
Robin Chotsenoff writes for Westword in Denver and is the author of People with Dirty Hands.